Thank you.
I'm taking the nine back, by the way.
Okay. Okay. Simon Sadi Gimel Dina Yoledes Ubay Hey Seifim. So now is the dinim of Yoledes. So Yoledes is unique, and we're going to see in the Kitzur because it's a sakana. But since it's the regular nature of the world for a woman to have a baby, so therefore we try and be more machmer a little bit on how you go about it. So let's see. Miyad Aleph Miyad Kishesfila Isha. Right when a woman starts feeling the simonim of Leda, even if she's not sure, that's a big one because people ask, I'm not sure. You're not sure, you do whatever you do during the week. She's called a Miyaledis, meaning you call her the midwife, even if she's far away. Right? Because we don't play around with this. Again, even if she's not sure. So if somebody's not sure, she's going to labor, not going to labor, you call the doctor, and whatever you normally do on Shabbos. Whatever you normally do during the week, that's what you do on Shabbos. Except, but we'll see. Bez, you let us a rake, chayla she yesh b'sakana. She's a chayla she yesh b'sakana. Machal am leos a Shabbos. L'chol ma she hitzricha, she's with machal Shabbos, anything she needs. Ach, im efshe, lasis a yedei shinoi. If it's possible to do with a shinoi, a yedei akum, oisin, with a guy, then we do it. That's why you really have to take a cab to the hospital. And people should not drive themselves. Because it's really usually it's not such a rush to get to the hospital, so you have a guy. Yeledes, she's considered Yeledes once she sits on the birthing table, which is more difficult nowadays because nowadays it's all the same table from when they get in. They don't change. It used to be that they would labor in one room and move to another room. And now it's all in the same place. So it's been a little bit hard to figure out at what point it is. Or from when she starts bleeding heavily, if she doesn't have kayach to walk by herself. Those are the three main simonim of that she's holding by having the baby. If she's a mapelas, if she has a miscarriage from 40 days after her mikvah, not 40 days from when the doctor says she was pregnant, dina keyeledes, her din is like keyeledes, because doctors a lot of times go with the first day of the missed period, which yidden that does, or the first day of the period, which for yidden obviously is not happening because they're not going to make for at least another week and a half. The first 3 days after she has the baby, so even if she says she doesn't need a mechalal unless a Shabbos, we're still mechalal Shabbos. And after that, if she doesn't have any other sickness, rak tzara leida, only tzar from the birth, until 7 days, if she says she needs it, mechalal unless mechalal Shabbos. If she says she doesn't need a mechalal. And then, of course, it has to do with the doctor says she does need it, et cetera, that we saw last week. And the days get counted from the birth for loy me eslays. It's not a full 72 hours or a full seven. I don't know how many weeks, how many things was it? 96 hours? No, 48. 96, or whatever, wherever 7 days are. It's not me eslays. If she has a baby. Right before Shkia on Wednesday, Harahi b'yom Shabbos la'achar Shloisha. That means that Shabbos is already after three, because Wednesday is one, even though it was only a few minutes, and then Thursday and then Friday. Yolda b'Shabbos leis erev, and if she has a baby on Shabbos, right before the evening, Harahi b'Shabbos haba la'achar Shiva. That next Shabbos is already after 7 days. And if we think there's a little bit of sakana, she'isha chalusha b'tiva, that a woman is weak in her nature, I'll make a limnos yom elu meyes leis. If you make to count these days meyes leis, loy hifsid, he doesn't lose. Meaning, so sometimes this comes up more if a woman has a baby right before Yom Kippur or within the week of Yom Kippur. So at what point does she consider that she has to fast, doesn't have to fast? After 7 days, even if she says she needs malacha done, ain mechallel. We're not mechallel Shabbos. Right? Ella hareish at shloishim yom kachayla she'im b'sakana. She's still considered sick, but kachayla she'im b'sakana. Vayis and kol tzachel yideyakum. We do everything for her through a guy. Avol lahasik avura, but to heat up the house, mutar afilu Yisrael. Then a yid can turn on the heat for her. Obviously, kashaloi nimtza akum b'nokel. If it's not easy, you cannot easily find a guy. Afilu b'tkufas tamas, even during tamas, mishum the yeledes kol shloishim yom yisukenes hi b'tzeina, because the yeledes all 30 days is mesukenes for cold, right? Havlad shenoylad, hey, Havlad shenoylad, marchitzen oisle, v'choytchen es tabura, we wash him up, and we cut his, the umbilical cord, m'shayin evarim, and we yashru evarim, and we straighten out his evarim, v'oisle loy kol tzrochem, we do all of his needs. Achim enoy ben kayama, but he's not a ben kayama, k'gon shenoylad l'shmoyne chadoshim, if it's 8 months old, which doesn't apply nowadays, 8 month gestation. In the Gemara's times, we looked at a baby born after 8 months of pregnancy did not live. So, in an Asurin Lataltalay, this is a very interesting, hard halakha to understand. But if you have a baby born after the 8th month, you're not allowed to take the baby. You're not allowed to move the baby because the baby's muksa, because it's as if it's going to die. So, the, how do you feed the baby? The woman can lean over the baby, and then she could nurse the baby that way without touching the baby. Because of the pain of the milk. I mean, it sounds like she wouldn't even be able to nurse the baby. For the only reason she can nurse the baby is to get her milk out because that's causing her pain. Which obviously nowadays, these halachas do not apply. And we say that an 8 month gestation can live. So therefore you pull out all the stops. Okay, Simin Tzadidale, Dine Eruve Chatzeros. Now, for some reason, I don't know why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch put this here. We already discussed Erevin a few weeks ago, but it puts it in here. Okay, this is a little bit different. Before we discussed how to build the walls and build the lechis, this is how to make Eruv Chetzeres is basically, you can't have multiple people living like in an apartment building. Even to walk inside the apartment building, they have to combine with each other using challah or something to make it that they're... That they're all in one Erev in one mixture. That's basically what you have to do. So that's what this simon is all about. It's not so much about the mixture, like the sticks and the how do you say it? The sticks and the strings. All right. Okay, so in Mubai, Chav Zayin, Sifim, there are 27 sifim. So Aleph, Shnei Yisraelim, or Yoyser, Hadarim v'chatzar achas. Two Yisraelim or more that are living in one chatzar, kol echad v'cheder v'fnei atzmo, each one in its own room. Also l'taltal, loymen abatim l'chatzar, loymen achatzar l'batim. You can't carry from the houses to the chatzar, and not from the chatzar to the houses, v'loymi v'ayis l'vayis, not from house to house, v'afilu b'loy derech chatzar, even not in the derech of the chatzar, meaning without even going in the yard. Normally, you have to carry from one house to another house, you carry in the yard. No, even if you don't do that, you're right up against the person's house. You can hand things through the windows to each other. It's still, also, you are not allowed to carry there. It's a mitzvah on them to do an Eruv, which we'll discuss how you do that Eruv later. But you have to make an Erev. Now, an Erev, there's no Erev of sticks and strings and walls to put up because they're right next to each other. And there's fences. But you have to do the Erev, which is you have to combine to partake in a particular food. And the reason is you don't want to come to a michshol. Right? So, Beis, Shtei, Chatzeres, you have 2 yards, Sheyesh B'nei and Pesach. They have a door in between them. All right, well, sometimes you have a neighbor and they have a door in between. So Im Reitzim, Aysim Kol B'nei HaChatzer Erev Echav B'fnei Atzman. Then all the B'nei HaChatzer can make their own Erev. Umbataron Kol B'nei HaChatzer L'talta B'chatzer Shalem. And each person can carry in their own yard. Aval Asurin L'talta M'chatzer L'chatzer. But since they didn't combine with each other, so each yard can't carry with each other. Kalim Sheshav Subabai is Kalim that are in the house. Right? But if there's kalim that are in the yard from before Shabbos, then those are allowed to be carried from one yard to the other yard. Right? V'im roitzim, oisim kol ha-dvarim b'shtei chatzeres, kol ha-dorim b'shtei chatzeres erev echad. And if they want, they can make one big erev. They can make one big happy family. K'dei she'yim mutaron l'tal to gam echatzel l'chatzel, so that they'll be able to carry from one yard to the other yard. Afilu kalim sheshavs l'b'mayim, even... Babayas, I'm sorry, even Kalim that are in the house. And if there is in between the Chatzeres, even just a window, it's at least 4 tvachim wide, and 4 tvachim high, and it's within 10 tefachim to the ground, ve'ein bo sriga, and it doesn't have any sort of netting in it that makes it not accessible. Gam kein yichayin l'ara b'yachad, and they could also make an eruv together. But if it's less than this, it's less than 4x4 tefachim, the window, ein yichayin l'ara b'yachad, and they can't make an eruv together. And let's say there's a window in between two houses, afilu hu gavaya l'malam yutfachim, even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, they are allowed to make an eruv together, because the house is looked at like it's filled in, and therefore, even though the window is above 10 tefachim, we look at it like it's below 10 tefachim. It's a little bit complicated, not really so nogeya, so I wouldn't stress anybody out if they're not so clear on this. The main point that we're learning here is that when you have multiple people sharing a yard, they cannot carry. From the house to the yard, et cetera, without having an eruve chatzeres. And that's what we mean when we say, do you have an eruv? Like camps, hotels. Bez Hashem will discuss all those situations. And we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine, fine night.